Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the great debate between Kitty Jung and Neoma Jardin. It should be quite the interesting debate. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken, Trey Abney, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The plan would end Medicare as we know it.
Repeals Medicare.
And that's the same plan Dean Heller voted for twice. But it gets worse. On July 25th, Heller voted to give another $160,000 tax break to millionaires. Minutes later, he voted against a tax cut for the rest of us, the middle class. Two votes against Medicare, two votes against the middle class. Dean Heller just keeps getting it wrong. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have mentioned this several times to our Vegas viewers and listeners that the Reno City Council races are probably the most important races in the last 20 years, and that's why we're doing coverage of that that we normally do not do. Neoma Jardin is a candidate for City Council Ward 5. Pleasure to have you on the program. And Kitty Jung is candidate also for City Council Ward 5 and currently a Washoe County Commissioner. So let's start out with the top of the news. Yesterday, Brian Duggan from the Reno Gazette Journal put out a piece. Reno Council candidate Neoma Jardin complains to FCC about robocall. What's this all about?
What it is robocalling. Political robocalls to cell phones are illegal. You cannot make political robocalls to cell phones. And what happened was last Thursday I started receiving a number of unidentified calls on my cell phone. And they weren't leaving messages, and they were all from different numbers. And I didn't answer at first until one message left a message saying, "Stop calling me." And I didn't understand why I was getting this message, and the calls continued to come in. So I did return the phone call to the gentleman, and he said, I got an automated message on my phone that said something about pressing one, so I pressed one and it automatically connected to my cell phone.
And to your understanding, what was the content of the message?
As I did some more research, I started to answer calls after that, and I received a large volume of those calls, probably about 120 that I can document and have documentation for. And the content of the call, as I understood it, as I started investigating, was something about Neoma Jardin is lying, and press one to tell Neoma Jardin to stop lying. So all these calls had originally, a number of them went to cell phones, and they all connected to my cell phone, which is a clear FCC violation, subject to $16,000 fines per violation. So I did, as the one who was most victimized by these cell phone violations, did file an FCC complaint, and my understanding is that others that received the call on their cell phone did file as well.
All right, Kitty, your response to this?
Well, that was the fastest way to get out a message when my opponent was lying about me in a mailer that she sent. And
I find regard?
She implied that I broke the law, and that's absolutely untrue. And I find it the height of hypocrisy that a woman who is the director of business development for a collections agency who makes her living making harassing phone calls would complain about being harassed.
You want to respond to Kitty?
I'll tell you that a business that makes calls to debtors in a legal manner is much different than someone who's making illegal robocalls to cell phones. And once again, Kitty chooses to not address the issue at hand and pivot from the facts.
What is the issue at hand?
The issue at hand is that she continues to deflect from being responsible for her own actions, and whether it be taking a gun into a courthouse, threatening the county's budget, interfering with police investigations, and now the FCC violations, she wants to pivot pivot from answering the issues at hand and deflect to other things. And this is just another example of that with these FCC violations.
All right, do you have a specific question for her?
Why won't you take responsibility for your own actions?
I always have taken responsibility for my actions. And to go back to what she said, her business, if she says she does it legally, has an F- in the for the Better Business Bureau, over 300 complaints about harassing illegal phone calls and jury trial settlements out of that. People should look this up. This is the truth.
Let me correct.
The media has never looked into that.
Let me correct. There's not illegal messages. We have, and I have the documentation of the message that are purely legal and within the FCC regulations that these phone calls go out. Again, she's getting away from answering the issues at hand, and she wants to point the finger rather than take responsibility. She's attacking a business that has been here for over 20 years and employs almost 200 people. Again, she hasn't answered any of the subjects at hand, which are her own behaviors and actions. And this is just another in a long list.
Would you like a chance to respond?
I've always stood by my ethics and my credibility. This is an orchestrated campaign by her handlers, her masters, the good old boys in this community, who don't like it that I've challenged the establishment. She is just a mouthpiece for the status quo. And to keep bringing this up, you know, the voters are sick of it. When I go door to door, this never comes up. What they talk about are the jobs that are not there. Worried about losing their houses. Worried about collections agencies harassing them. Not about my behavior. They know I stand up for them, and I'll never stop doing that, even if it does ruffle the good old boys' feathers.
I think people's ethics, behaviors, and conduct are important. And I think the voters are very concerned about someone taking responsibility and doing things in an ethical, respectful, and truthful manner. So those are
there specific things that you want to raise here?
You know, I agree that we should be talking about the issues. We should be talking about the concerns with the city. But with regards to her behaviors and background, they're very well documented. They're factual, and the voters are concerned about having a representative whose behaviors are of great concern.
Well, again, she lied in her mail piece, so that tells you a lot about ethics. I don't lie. She also is lying about her business. She's the director of business development. They have an F- by the Better Business Bureau because of harassments, over 300 complaints. So that right there shows you the lack of credibility and integrity that my opponent has. And I agree with her. We have much more important issues to be talking about when it comes to the city of Reno and their financial problems that they're in. And I know I'm the best candidate to tackle that and get us back on track to prosperity.
All right, let's take a break. More with this debate on the Reno City Council Ward 5 races when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our debate between Kitty Jung and Neoma Jardin, candidates for Council City Ward 5. Let's talk about, one of the biggest things that comes up is police and fire and, the contracts that we have here and the financial position of the city of Reno, along with all the other cities and counties in the state. Your thoughts on what road we should go down there?
Well, I was the only vote in favor of continuing our consolidation with the city of Reno and Truckee Meadows Fire, as well as bringing in Sierra Fire so we could regionalize. We have six fire departments in this tiny valley, and that is so unsustainable, and it's also very unsafe. So I believe that in accordance with what the voters have said twice to us now, over abundance of voters that said they want to see us doing more of this consolidation, sharing services, saving money for taxpayers if we can show that we do it with at the same service level or greater and at a lower cost. So I will continue to work on that. I don't think we're that far apart. I believe when I get on the city council that we will see a true regionalization, at least a fire, to then go back to saving $47 million in 12 years to taxpayers.
Neoma?
Yeah, I agree. I think the deconsolidation was very unfortunate and is ultimately going to cost taxpayers more money and a higher risk. Fundamentally, funding essential services such as fire and police has got to be a priority. It's got to be the first priority, the second priority, and the third priority as far as where the general fund dollars go. So consolidation is always something that needs to be looked at if it's cost effective and efficient, and I believe one of the first orders of business with the new council is to start working now to reconsolidate fire and do what's best for our residents.
Do you think that's possible at this point in time? Because the big difference is, either a three-man crew or a four-man crew.
Well, I think if you sit down with all the players at the table and speak respectfully, openly, and honestly about what we need to do.
You don't think that's already occurred?
I've sat in those meetings and I've seen some of the toxic communication environment, and I think once you set a tone in some of those meetings and it becomes a turf war and a you said, even if a compromise is offered, 3 hours in, nobody has an appetite for compromise because the table's been set. So I do think it's a possibility, and I think it's a possibility by putting fresh, respectful, thoughtful, compromising people in those positions to say, we need to stop looking at this little what's in front of us at our feet right here. We need to look more regionally, cooperatively, cohesively, and do what's right for the region on the whole.
Okay. The city of Reno is looking at, we have a major baseball stadium downtown that's been a huge success, but the developers want $1 million a year from the city of Reno. In these financial times, can the city afford this?
Not from the general fund, because then we have to go back and tell these employees who have made cuts for us voluntarily that's where their cuts are going to. But listen, I love baseball, and I think it would be a crying shame if it went dark. But we have to find a public-private partnership that will bring the money in and make it sustainable at the same time. I mean, these same developers, I'm pretty sure if they were booming as they had expected, wouldn't be coming to the city or the county and saying, let us reimburse you for this as well. So I believe that we can find a solution. I think that we have to do our due diligence, look at every single option that is available out there, and prove to the taxpayers that we tried everything or that we were successful, and this is how I can explain it to you.
Okay, Neoma?
I agree that we need to look at all options on the table with regards to keeping this great ballpark here. I take my family there. I think it's a great asset for the city. But I have a real concern with $30 million of taxpayer money going towards the subsidy of this ballpark when our police departments are at 1986 levels. Fire, we have to look at long-term sustainability of our firefighters. The SAFER grant isn't guaranteed forever. We need to better fund senior services. So I think it takes strong negotiators at the table to make sure that the city has a strong voice when we're talking with the baseball owners. But I have a real concern with again, taxpayers footing this $30 million bills when we have what I believe are much more important fundamental priorities.
Okay, so you'd be willing to let the baseball owners walk away?
I'm not saying I'd let them walk away. What I'm saying is I would want to negotiate strongly with them and evaluate other options to keep them here and to keep them happy while sustaining the fundamentals that the city needs to with fire, police, and senior services.
Okay, I want to turn to the issue of gaming in Northern Nevada. Mm-hmm. We've just seen the Silver Legacy be able to put their debts behind them and come out of bankruptcy. How do you feel about Indian gaming and how it's going to affect or continue to affect Northern Nevada?
Well, that's been the battle cry for the last decade with the creep of Indian gaming in California. And, you know, our casinos have to retool themselves, and we have to stop relying on them as our biggest drivers of our economy. The Indian casinos aren't going anywhere. As a matter of fact, they're building more, and they're getting even closer to us. And I believe, on the other hand, if you've been to an Indian casino versus coming to Reno-style gaming, it's a completely different experience. And we need to market that more and let people know. There are many people that go to Indian gaming that have never been to Reno. And as I said, the amenities are different. The comped drinks are not allowed at a casino. You can't have alcohol near the machines. I mean, they have a lot of restrictions for their play, and we need to get that message out to the people that go there that this is a different experience.
Okay, you got about 45 seconds.
I agree. Indian gaming has had a significant impact on gaming in Nevada in general, and having a diversification of attractions and amenities. We have wonderful amenities here, whether they be natural with the mountains and the lakes and all the wonderful, the river we have in downtown. We have so many attractions that I think need to do a better job of telling people that are visiting our area, along with our special events. There's so many other things that you can do other than gaming. It's a great thing to do while you're coming here for other things, and we just need to do a better job of, I think, telling that story to visitors to our area. We have great things here aside from gaming.
And on this last topic, I couldn't agree with you both more. I mean, I think that Northern Nevada has a lot to offer and can still be very competitive. Good luck in your race.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you for being here.
Appreciate
we'll be right back. Thank you. Bye-bye now. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
Time to tell Shelley Berkeley.
These ads making fun of Shelley Berkeley, they're just so nasty. I don't believe them. The important thing is what Dean Heller has been doing. He's for tax breaks to millionaires, and he voted to turn Medicare into a voucher. But Shelley Berkeley, she stood up to protect Medicare, and she'll fight for middle-class tax cuts. She has always been on our side. Dean Heller, I don't know whose side he's on, but it's not ours.
The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of his advertising.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Never paint your home again when you let DeBell Home Improvement in Reno Forever Coat your home. Forever Coat is 12 times thicker than paint. Forever Coat saves energy on cooling and heating.
It's one of the features I really liked was the insulation value of it. I've noticed my cooling bills have dropped quite a bit.
I feel like I'm driving up to a new home every night because it just looks 150% better.
Call now, 826-6444. First 10 callers receive a $1,250 discount. Call now. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Trey Abney is director of government relations with the chamber. And Sean Carey is a political columnist with Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine. Fred, let's start with you. Your thoughts on the debate that occurred here.
Well, the simple reality is that's been the entire campaign of attack and counterattack. And I feel, frankly, sorry for the voters in the city of Reno. They deserve better in this race. And I really don't know where the blame belongs, but both have kind of gotten drawn into that and away from the issues that the voters really wanted to hear about.
Well, I mean, I agree. It's unfortunate we're not able to talk about the issues. I think that, some of the activities that Commissioner Jung was involved in is tailor-made for an opposition campaign, unfortunately. And the chamber, full disclosure, the chamber has endorsed Neoma Jordan for that council seat, and we feel that she's got the private sector experience and necessary to do the job. But, we should be talking about the issues because there's a lot of issues going on, a lot of them coming up today in the Reno City Council meeting. So,
Sean?
Unfortunately, I have to agree, but Ms. Jung's issues and problems they're well known, they're well documented. There's tons of police paperwork that backs them up, and they are tailor-made for a campaign, which is unfortunate, but in the time of elections, that's what we're going to hear about. But I do wish that we had more time to hear about what they actually want to do and wish to do if they were to be elected. And I was actually kind of surprised they seemed to agree on a lot more than they disagreed.
And that was the thing that struck me as well, that when he actually got to the issues, it was more agreement than disagreement. Peter Arnott was on the program yesterday, Republican strategist and a brilliant guy, and he said he could see a path for an Obama-Heller victory in Nevada, which caused quite a stir across the state. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, it did cause quite a stir with me when I saw that. That was an amazing statement, but likely true. I mean, the simple reality is that on the ground, the organization that Obama has had replicated what he had in 2008, whereas the Romney has had to create his own organization with Team Nevada, and that odd disruption of the state Republican structure has, I think, significantly disadvantaged him and will likely hand the victory to Obama.
I can't disagree. Romney's got a tough path to victory in Nevada. It is a little awkward for the top Republican strategist to say these things. He's also a strategist for the governor, who has obviously endorsed Governor Romney. But I think Pete was probably right on in his prediction.
Sean?
Nevada is a state of ticket splitters. I mean, we saw this in 2010 with Sandoval being handily elected and Roy Reid going down in flames. I mean, this isn't...
Harry Reid was winning.
At the same time, Harry Reid was winning. That's correct. But I think that the Team Nevada has always existed, but yes, the disastrous effect of the Ron Paul Republicans on the state Republican Party, and especially the Clark County Republican Party, has been very, very bad.
Democrats have been good, too, with voter registrations. The state Republican Party still fails every election cycle in really energizing its base.
What stuns me is that the Republican Party in the state of Nevada has had so many years to observe what Senator Reid set up and has killed with, literally, in these last election cycles, and it's not something that is done overnight. It takes years to put together and lots of money. Are we ever going to see the Republicans get organized to do this instead of just blaming the Ron Paulites?
Well, we think so. I mean, the Ron Paulites are a problem, but you're right. I mean, we need a
head of the
party.
But you got James Smack coming on the program yesterday. He's trying to be as reasonable as possible.
That's right. I mean, we need a head of the party, somebody like... John Ensign was supposed to be that guy after Kenny Gwynn left.
And shouldn't it be the governor?
And the governor has stated he's stepping up, and he has raised a lot of money recently. And I think, frankly, the governor needs to step up some more, and I think he will.
A little late in the game, no?
Well, for this election cycle, but we'll be at it again for 2014
and 16. You're right, it's a years-long effort. You're absolutely right.
All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday as well, which was Judge James Wilson blocked the organizers from submitting the teachers' union tax proposal. You must be dancing.
I am dancing. We were at the school board last night when Lynn Warnick...
The margins tax.
The margins tax, when she made her presentation. The chamber, as you know, is part of the committee Committee to Protect Nevada Jobs, which is a statewide group opposing this initiative made up of almost every business organization in the state that I can think of. The judge agreed that the description of effect was misleading. When you have a 200-word description that you're asking voters to sign of a 27-page tax initiative, and you're not telling them that this tax would impose taxes on small businesses, not just Home Depots and Walmarts. It would impose taxes on businesses that are losing money or failing. It's not a profits tax, it's a margins tax. And he agreed that these were important things that need to be pointed out, and we're delighted. Now, the teachers are still gathering signatures because they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court.
And where would this fare in the Supreme Court, Fred?
Well, more specifically, I was going to say it only indicates that Nevada is broken. You know, the fact that it was going at this route is because the state government has refused to face the reality of a state of nearly 3 million people in the 21st century operating with a finance structure approved in 1960. And I would ask our legislators and the governor to actually confront that and identify stable, more recession-proof revenue streams so that education and public safety and the important services of the state are protected going forward. Doesn't have to be a gob of money, but it needs to be stable money, and I think we will be able to put these to rest.
Sean, you get the last word.
See, herein lies the problem. We should not be leaving tax policy to the initiative process, but with that being said, the legislature really does need to stand up and really, really examine them.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, I'm attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. We can help you start a new beginning. We've done bankruptcies for 15 years, helping Nevadans like you with prompt, courteous, and effective service. Get the help you need today and call us at Action Legal Services.
We had a good group of people, good group of employees out there.
This was a booming place, and Mitt Romney and Bain Capital turned it into a junkyard.
I was suddenly 60 years old. I had no health care.
Mainly I was thinking about is my family. How am I going to take care of my family?
He promised us the same things he's promised in the United States. He'll give you the same thing he gave us. Nothing.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The stuff some folks are saying about President Obama sounds kind of familiar. The same people said my ideas would destroy jobs, and they call me every name in the book. Well, we created 22 million new jobs and turned deficits into surpluses. President Obama's got it right. We should invest in the middle class, education, and innovation, and pay down our debt with spending restraint and asking the wealthy to pay a little more. Sound familiar?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Prices are falling sales event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Cars that were $15,000, now $10,000. SUVs that were $20,000, now $15,000. Trucks that were $25,000, now $20,000. Internet even has vehicles starting at $999. Prices are falling on our entire inventory. Zero money down and interest rates at an all-time low 1.10%. And get a guaranteed $4,000 push, pull, or drag. Prices are falling only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Right now is a perfect time to meet with one of our designers and plan for the holidays during our fall home sale. Come see what's new. Not only will you find our top lines on sale, but many have factory-authorized discounts that make these savings the best prices of the year. Enjoy complimentary design and America's finest furniture on sale. Drexel, Stickley, Thomasville, and more. All ready to be custom-made just the way you want.
And it's fine furniture.
Hi, I'm attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. Bankruptcy laws are complex. You need an experienced attorney to get the debt relief you need. Call our information line at 786-1447 and get answers to your questions today.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we're going to take a look at the jobs that are available but not able to be filled with Jim Annis. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks.